Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Now, earlier this week, Oireachtas members were invited to a briefing by a doctor who is of Palestinian descent and has spent periods of time working in Gaza, trying, as many medics are, to treat those who have a chance of being saved when they're brought to overcrowded remaining active hospitals on the Strip. His name is Dr. Mohammed Mustafa, better known as Dr. Mo. His presentation to the Oireachtas was followed by a number of media appearances and an interview he gave on Virgin Media, which drew the attention of Michael D. Higgins, who subsequently invited him to Oireachtas. This is some of what Dr. Mo said on Ireland Day, and I do just want to warn people listening, this is quite a graphic clip which may not be appropriate for young listeners.
I arrived a few days before the ceasefire was broken, and we used to see children that had been sniped in the head and neck. And, you know, I remember there was this one child that had been shot in the neck, and the exit wound was the chin. And the father, this was only, I think, about a two-year-old child, and the father had come, you know, running to the hospital in a blanket to bring this child in. And when he arrived, the child was coughing and choking. And because it had shot through the chin, he was choking on his own blood. And, you know, he gave me the child. And we didn't even have a ventilator in the hospital. That's how little supplies that we had. So we didn't even have a ventilator. And this child was choking on his own blood. And he was holding onto my stethoscope as I was holding him. And, you know, he died in my arms. And, you know, I said to the father, I said, I'm sorry, he's dead. And he looked at me and he said, I brought him to you alive. It's hard when you watch children like that being targeted. And, you know, we used to see this daily in Gaza.
Neil Richmond, you met Dr. Mo, who we've just been listening to. He's not looking for money. No. He simply wants support for these mobile hospitals. They're solar powered. They have operating theatres, a pharmacy, a cafeteria, a kitchen. There's one that is a 100-bed children's hospital that could be used. He's looking for your support. You're reported as saying you would make inquiries. What does that amount to? What can the government do?
Well, two things. Firstly, we offer our absolute support politically, and he wanted that. But secondly, more pertinently, I'm working with other ministerial colleagues to get these modular hospitals from Jordan into Gaza. This is the hard part. Once they're in Gaza, Dr. Mo and his team can get them up and operational and start saving lives. So I've made inquiries with other ministers in the region who I work with on a humanitarian brief, but also at a European level. And look, I was WhatsApp messaging Dr. Mo this morning, just letting him know
and what's
how
the,
we're progressing.
Given the urgency and the numbers that we're looking at day to day, like, what's the timeline, potentially, best case scenario to get a mobile hospital into Gaza?
Well, best case scenario, they could have this hospital in tomorrow and they could have it operational within a number of days. Like, this, they're ready to go.
But to get countries now to kind of, it's might and force, because he's basically saying, look, NGO support is great, but it's going to take country by country, state intervention and influence to get this done.
Yeah, no, I'd certainly be hopeful to get real progress in the next couple of weeks, working from the additional soundings from colleagues.
Conor McGuinness, would you support basically cross-party efforts, cross-country efforts to get these mobile hospitals inside Gaza?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we need to see a massive uptick in the amount of humanitarian aid, be they hospitals or be it water or baby formula, which is run out in Gaza. It's absolutely horrible what's happening there. And all of us, we all have a moral obligation as human beings to intervene in whatever way we can. That means getting aid and humanitarian assistance in. It means getting medical equipment in. But it also means censuring the state of Israel that is committing the vilest and grossest war crimes, that is committing a genocide against a captive civilian population in Gaza, censuring them using every means at our disposal. And that means the Occupied Territories Bill. That means stopping the sale of Israeli genocide bonds through the Irish Central Bank. We need to take political action. We need to take humanitarian action.
Can I ask you, Michael Fitzmaurice, would you join government efforts on these mobile hospitals?
Yeah, in fairness to Neil or to the government here, I think that this needs to be a European effort, in my opinion. This needs to be coordinated at the very top level in Europe to put the funding in that's required to get those hospitals, if they can be got. I'm not familiar with them, so I'll take Neil's words that you could have them in a few days or whatever, because anything that saves lives is worth doing, in my opinion, providing it's done right. And I think that it needs to be coordinated at a higher, at a European level, to make sure that we get this rolling fast. But as Conor has said, if there's somebody out of control like Netanyahu at the moment, we have got to try, and it's not Ireland that will do this, let no one cod themselves, but the likes of the pressure has to come from America and countries like that, that will be able to put the pressure on to try and rein him in, because unfortunately innocent people, and this is what it's what the sad part of war, innocent people are losing their lives daily, and we need to get that stopped as urgently as possible.
Okay, my thanks to our political panel, Neil Richmond, Michael Fitzmaurice and Conor D. McGuinness. That is all we have time for today.